Tim and I, like, in between artist interviews, we've been walking around out here finding, like, metalheads, like, scary-looking dudes and stuff, and then asking them what their favorite, like, swear word replacements are, if they're around, like, little kids or, you know, stub their toe and can't swear. Do you have a favorite, or?
I would say, I mean, probably either, like, frick, because frick is just, like, frick. So stupid sounding.
Such or a classic, too.
Or, or, like, sunk my dink.
Do you say sunk or sunk?
Sunk.
So you're you're censoring all of it.
Here's the story. This part of the story is probably going to get censored out. But my friend was really drunk one night.
Nothing is going to get censored.
Okay, that's fine. My homie, one of my best friends, is real drunk one night, and he sends me like a very explicit video, and I could tell he was very hammered and inebriated, and he said, "Just got my dink sunk." And I know that basically. He was just too drunk to say the words, but I know what he meant. So ever since he just sent that drunk text, I'm like, okay, from now on, it's dink sunk and sunk my dink.
I'm going to start saying that as well.
It's great. Yeah, it's phenomenal.
That's my favorite thing.
You got to commit to the bit at that point.
Commit to the bit.
It's fully committed now.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to ask you, so with performing here, what is your favorite song to perform?
So we're mostly performing songs off About That Life because that's our brand new album. But I would say the song I'm probably looking forward to the most for today is probably going to be our last song, which is Proving Grounds, which is like the most heaviest Ass Beater Attila song ever. Mm-hmm. And I know that this crowd's just going to lose their minds.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any dance moves that you do with that song?
I actually do have a dance move that I do in the video. It's like a little toe tap, and then I do a 180. It's like a little Michael Jackson move. I'm not even lying. Yeah. It's the only song I have a move that I do in.
That's
I know
right
you were
question.
Trying to joke me, but
I wasn't. I literally wasn't even trying to joke you. I was genuinely curious because I feel like that not a lot of people think about choreography when it comes to hard music, but some people actually do put thought into their choreography. I was just amazed that it worked out.
Yeah.
Just now, like, but I know it's audio only, but like, do you want to?
So
do you wanna
basically,
do it for me?
It's a part of the breakdown that's like da 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 ga. So what I do is I do a little da 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 ga, and then I do like a little flip. So yeah, you'll see it.
We need to get you one of those finger skateboards.
Yeah. A tech tech.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Tech tech.
Do you make the noise while you do it too with your mouth?
Can
like
you?
Do you make that noise or?
No, I make it in my head.
Can you do it? No, I mean on stage tonight. Can you do it or do you have to like maybe sing during that part?
I don't even sing during that part.
So, nice.
He's I could probably it. Do it.
You do it. Do it for us.
I'll be like, da da da
da da da.
Yeah, do it for us.
Come into the
yeah.
bit. Come into the
damn
bit.
It.
Just sunk my dink. Da 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 da.
Sunk my dink.
I bet you can get the whole crowd. The
Not
whole
to
crowd.
Change the whole show, but we're going to ask you to change the entire Attila show tonight.
Yeah,
to,
great.
To benefit us.
Just make it all about you.
Yeah.
I see how it is. Bunch of narcissists around here.
Yep. Exactly.
Just kidding.
we just want everyone to experience what we got to experience. Is all. Like,
yeah. You just want to control us.
Share the love.
If only I had that much willpower to do anything. I don't have enough will to attempt to control anyone. Yeah. I just really like the bit. I'm all about the bit.
Hell yeah.
So what does it mean to you to be performing at Aftershock today?
So it's a special day for us because we've played every single Danny Wimmer festival except this one. So this is our first time here. So I think it's kind of, but you know, it's like checking off something off the bucket list.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And the funny thing about like festival crowds, like, man, they're here to see every band that they just could possibly imagine to want to see. And they just get so haggard. And so by the end of the day, it's such a slosh, but it's also one of the best things in the world to see these people out here just loving what they do, you know? What do you think is your favorite part about the festival itself? Playing in a festival versus your own show?
I would say my favorite part about festivals is just, it doesn't matter what festival it is, I get to reunite with friends and other bands that I haven't seen in a while. And some of the bands I might not have even seen for many years. So it's kind of like, reunite. It's like a fucking, what do you call it? Like a high family school, reunion. Like family reunion or like the high school reunion or whatever. It's like, it's cool. I get to see a lot of friends and a lot of, yeah, I don't know. It's, I would say it's just social and friends. I would say my least favorite part is just, it's very overwhelming, you know, because it's not like a day where you kind of get a lot of space to yourself to like, you know, meditate and relax. It's like, ah, here's a whole shitload of people, let's go. So it's kind of like, okay, you got to kind of like mentally prepare for days like these, but I love it.
Yeah, nice.
Awesome.
Okay. I mean, I kind of have a curveball question. You've probably been asked this a bunch of times.
Okay.
But how did you do the MTV Made thing? I actually remember seeing that as a kid.
Yeah.
And then like making that connection, and I thought that was really just like great, and like seeing you like as a metal vocalist in the show too was just like the irony of being like a male model. I loved it. Like it was hilarious.
Yeah, so the irony is what got me on the show, but Okay. Without having like a 2-hour conversation right now, because I'll miss my show. Basically, MTV Made had open auditions at my high school when I was 14 years old.
Nice.
And I was at the school cafeteria at lunch, and all my friends dared me to do it, and I was like, I'm just, if you dare me, I'm gonna do it. So I'm like,
oh my God,
I don't turn
this
down a dare. So I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking do it. And I was like, watch, I'm gonna be on the show because I'm gonna tell them that I'm gonna be a male model.
Yes.
And keep in mind, even though I was 14, I looked like older than I do now. I had like big mutton chops and I was kind of just like a chubby piece of shit. So
and I remember they were making you run and everything.
Yeah, dude, I lost 40 pounds on that show,
dude.
Bro. I went ham. But yeah, I went into my interview and I was like, I know I'm gonna get this interview. I'm also just like a master manipulator. I'll openly admit all my bad qualities. I'm a narcissist, manipulator, horrible man. But anyways,
so you were projecting earlier.
Yeah, when you called
that. Yeah, I was. See, yeah, see,
that's
part of it. That's part of it.
You're like, I was trying to gaslight the shit out of you.
That's the other word, gaslight. I learned that word like a year ago. I'm a gaslighter too.
I still forget what it means. Is that bad?
Well, it's fine.
It's him. Don't even worry about it.
It's just me. Like, just look at me, and that's what gaslight is.
Just Google him. That's what it is.
I feel like gaslighting is when you've ever, like, you know, get it, you break up from a relationship where you're fighting, then like, oh, you're a narcissist gaslighter immediately.
Yeah, I always get all the keywords thrown at me, and I'm like, okay, and then I like look them up, and I'm like, oh, damn, you're right, that's me.
Couldn't be me.
Anyways, I fucking manipulated the shit out of MTV because I went in to do this open cast interview where they had all the big MTV cameras out, and you know, they're like, all right, here's the 100th dipshit to come interview. They're like, what do you want to be? And I'm like, I'm Franz. I'm a metalhead. I want to be a male model. This is my model walk. And I did like my catwalk walk.
Yes.
And I purposely tripped over a chair and fell on the ground. And I saw the look on their faces and they're like, you're in.
They're like, people are going to love this.
But I didn't trip. I'm not clumsy. I tripped on purpose to know that they would put me on
the
show.
I
commit to the bit.
That's so important.
And then they picked me and I was on MTV and I was like the most famous 16-year-old kid ever. Which probably also like kind of fucked me up a little in the head, but whatever.
Well, you should join the support group for Disney stars as well.
The
children Disney stars.
I could probably qualify.
Yeah.
Has MTV not started one of those yet? What are they doing?
I feel like MTV didn't have a lot of kids, so I think he has to jump into the Disney one.
16 and pregnant,
one.
Though.
Oh, you could,
you know,
probably,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Were probably. You 16 and pregnant, too, or no? Is that a thing? Or
No. Just MTV Made.
MTV Made Me.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. I love that. Is there anything you want to let the listeners know, your fans know, besides all of your great qualities?
I mean, hey, at least I'm honest.
He's honest.
I would just say, yeah, you know, I would say Attila has a lot of new music coming out. We're sitting on so much unreleased music. 1 week ago, we dropped a brand new single called Fuck You Forever. It's actually like acronym FU4EVR. But we've got a new single dropping every month. We're going to have a new album early 2024. And just be on the lookout for new shit from Attila. And we're always on tour across the whole world, so come see us. Our live shows are the most entertaining show you'll ever go to.
Awesome. And we're going to cross our fingers for some sound effects with your dance moves tonight.
Yeah.
We dare you to.
We dare you to.
So wait, here's the thing, though.
so wait.
No. Dares. Damn it.
Caught.
Fine. I'm trying to make an excuse. Fine.
Yeah, he said he was also honest.
That's true.
God damn it.
And he won't back down from a dare.
God.
I'll do it with you out in the crowd. I'll be out in the crowd. Yeah. I'll do it with you.
You gotta do the dance in the crowd, too.
You haven't shown it to me yet.
It's like, ba-da-da-da-da-da. And then you gotta twist in the air and then, blap, double foot stomp.
I get it.
I'm wearing my New Balances. I can do it.
You got it.
Yeah. I can do it.
New Balance.
I love it.
Awesome.
Dude, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That MTV made story, that's fucking cool.
Yeah,
I love that.